This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Rough sex.
Rough sex.
Rough sex. Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we like and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's search term is
rough sex.
Rough sex, baby. Ooh, ooh. Rough sex, baby. Ooh, I just made up that song.
I love that.
Thank you so much. Rough fucking sex
is an interesting term.
It is, because
to like come to at this point, because it almost feels like tame to talk about rough sex at this point, because we've covered so many other...
Rough sex can be tame
yes.
to some people.
Yes.
But it's a very, there's a spectrum of rough sex,
uh-huh.
I think I would, I,
very
I would say.
Very important point.
You know, because there isn't really a true definition.
Uh-huh. You just sounded like Jacqueline. Do you see? Do you see how rough sex is?
We recently both saw her
common.
Show, and it was incredible.
We're not being paid for this plug.
Yeah.
You have to go
just
see,
go see
get
it.
On your knees. You have to. You have to. If you live in New York, otherwise
yeah.
it'll probably come to a city near you eventually.
Yeah. Or God, there should be
so.
A Netflix special. That anyways, not a true definition for this term. I kind of cobbled together what I think it means.
I would love to see your cobble work.
And I said rough sex can include some of the or any of the following: hard pounding, choking, slapping, spanking, hair pulling, domination, and can include some BDSM acts such as bondage and restraints.
Mm. I think that's a great definition you cobbled there. I loved your shoe.
Thank you so much.
See what I did there? Because cobblers make shoes.
I did.
it's a wonder I ever get laid. So, I sort of thought of this too specifically because we've already done BDSM and because we've done like other forms of kink.
Right.
Because like rough sex feels like such an overarching definition.
Right.
I was for these purposes kind of thinking about it more specifically in the like tamer sense or also in the broad sense, I guess.
Right.
I looked for a lot of research around like pain pleasure that we've talked about before, but haven't got into too much.
My favorite
research around.
Uh-huh.
I found an article in Medical News Today called "When and Why Is Pain Pleasurable?" And the highlight I took from this is that psychologically speaking, very different. Physiologically speaking,
okay,
important distinction. Pain and pleasure have more in common than one might think.
It's true.
Research has shown that sensations of pain and pleasure activate the same neural mechanisms in the brain.
Uh-huh.
And this is all like parts of the brain around like the amygdala. So these are like basically like basic brain functions. Like
right.
That's also where your fight or flight lives.
Mm.
So it actually makes sense for things to be kind of like commingling in that region.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, I definitely believe in that. I think that like... I don't know. I always feel like partners will be like, it looks like you're in like the face that I make in bed. It like looks like I'm in pain. And I'm like, yeah, because it feels good. Like it's like it's a very close, you know.
Yeah.
They're next door neighbors, pain and pleasure.
They're friendly neighbors.
Yeah. I did a bunch of research. I can't talk.
Do you want me to talk?
Yeah, please.
I was just going to dive away from the research briefly to say that I was explaining to a partner recently why I like it rough, because he has picked up on that.
Uh-huh.
And I had given, like, specific instructions, such as, like, you can choke me this hard.
Uh-huh.
I like to have my hair pulled. I like when you bite my neck.
Right.
And there was a really interesting disconnect around it where he was like, he kind of felt like it, like, he'll do it. And we've had that kind of sex where he'll, like, bang away at me and it's, like, fun and rough and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, but I also, like, it's almost like taking on a character. Like, I'm not going to be the guy that's like, fuck you, pussy.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I don't want you to be that guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about distancing you from who you are in real life, which is this very, like, sweet, kind person.
Sure.
Like, and I explained it in greater detail and was like, it's like, I want you to pull my hair because I want you to have to fuck me.
Right. It's
about the passion, the urgency.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to say that I gave him a boner explaining this to him, because I'm a bad bitch.
Yes, you are, honey.
But the other thing that actually is true is that it's about sacrificing control.
Mm.
Like, I really like rough sex because I have so much, like, control over my life. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a very independent person and I want that control. And I'm like a producer because I like to be able to, like,
control
dictate what's happening in my career and to make space for others that way. But that is like a control thing.
And to have someone else take control over you,
like,
dominance
takes me
over
out
you.
Of my head. It turns my brain out off, and having someone be like a little bit dominant just like lets me feel like I'm not like performing and just kind of like live in it. So that's part of what's hot about rough sex for me.
Yeah, rough sex is hot for me. I agree with like the idea that's like the passion behind it. Like I want someone who just like needs me so bad that they need to like bite me and scratch me and like crush me, you know? And that's what's really hot to me.
I'm getting a little turned on.
Oh God, I love it.
I'm not gonna lie.
But yeah, I'm someone who likes, I like to get spanked and like I will ask for it. I like to have my hair pulled. I like to get tossed around.
Yeah.
And I like pounding. You know what I mean? Like I like that aspect of it.
Yeah.
All of those.
Yeah.
I've never been, I don't like to get choked.
Yeah. It's not my favorite, but I'll like sort of take it. Like I used to have more an aversion to it because everybody was doing it and kind of everybody was doing it wrong.
Right.
It was like a James Dean era of choking.
Yeah. Where I was like,
And you'd be like,
it was
hey,
really
like,
popular in
I
porn,
would say like,
so
fuck me harder or I like it a little bit rough. And guys would just start choking you. And you'd be like, dude, it's not like, don't murder me.
Yeah.
Like, it's about the passion. It's about you like fucking me as hard as you want to.
Yeah.
But I do, now I'm fine with it, but I like it more like, as part of the act, not like just choking, but if someone's like holding me by the neck while like teasing my clit or something, super hot.
Yeah.
I found an Elite Daily article called No More Shades of Grey, The True Psychology Behind Rough Sex. This is 2014, so this is even like, you know, I feel like sexual research is exponentially increasing, or maybe it's just my focus on it, but this feels like long enough ago that it's like old news, but basically, like, clarifies that, like, a craving for rough sex is not a dysfunction.
No.
Which I think is really cool and important to think about. Because I think because of things like 50 Shades of Grey, where, like, abuse and rough sex go hand in hand, like, a history or, like, of trauma or abuse.
Yeah.
That then that equals a person who likes dominance or likes, and there's, like, actually no correlation there.
I mean, clearly, because of 50 Shades of Grey and how popular it was with, like, you know, American housewives, like, people just kind of want to get spanked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's just actually part of, like, a healthy erotic
lifestyle. I found a little tidbit. In 1953, a Kinsey Institute study found that 55% of females and 50% of males had, an erotic response to being bitten.
Ooh.
And that was in the 50s.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's been around.
Yeah.
You know? And that's like, you know, 50% of females and 50% basically, you know?
Yeah. I think there's something primal about that too. Mm-hmm. I just got kind of hot when you said being bitten.
Being
and I was
bitten.
Like, fucking
hot.
Me. I also found a fun thing that I just want to share because I'd never heard of this before. And I'm sure this is old news to anybody who's like in the kink world or does a lot of BDSM. But among BDSM practitioners, there is a negative side effect known as a sub drop. Or simply a drop, and it refers to experiences of sadness and depression that can set in either immediately after engaging in rough sexual play or days after the event.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, I think I've had that.
Yeah, the subspace,
like, having, like, super spicy, rough, like, physical sex, you know?
Right.
and then being like, oof.
Right.
And like, well, feeling like, yeah. And there, I think there's like an emotional withdrawal there too.
Right.
It's hard to because your body does, the two.
Your cells don't know the difference. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, like you, we know like cognitively that it's like sex, but like if it's like physical, like your body doesn't know that, maybe doesn't know the difference.
Yeah. Well, your body, well, the article goes on to compare it to like something athletes experience. Like
oh,
there's
yeah.
like a post-Olympic depression too.
Oh,
fascinating. Like that kind of like physical activity.
Exertion. Yeah.
And anything where like mm-hmm. that part of your brain is being like activated that your body like naturally depresses. Because it's almost
right.
like an adrenaline
uh-huh.
response, I would think. So that was interesting. I also found an article in Cosmo, also 2014, called Why Wanting Rough Sex is More Common Than You Think by my friend Kiara.
Oh.
I found like the third thing that popped up in my search is from my friend Kiara Attic, who's a big like sex and dating writer.
Oh.
As well as playwright and screenwriter.
Oh, cool.
And she wrote this article about rough sex and like talking to friends about it at parties and it becoming like more
yeah.
of a just like in vogue thing.
Yeah.
And she did have a paragraph here that I thought was really fascinating. There's a section where she explores, can you like it rough and
mm-hmm.
still be a feminist?
Yeah.
I'm like, of course you can. But I like that she's like set it up that way. And what she shares here is that there actually is a correlation between powerful women wanting rough sex.
Yeah.
Which like totally validated my feelings of like, I am a person, I am a like essentially a type A.
Right.
I'm a person who likes
well, the way you explained
a certain
it.
Amount of like empowerment in my life.
Right. It's
like,
having, giving the control. Yeah.
Yes,
giving the control to someone else.
Control.
Yeah. It's like that.
Yeah.
That makes complete sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was cool to hear that there's some stats that support that and us like bad bitches like running businesses or fucking taking dicks like champs.
Right? Exactly.
If dicks are your preference.
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
There was also this article in Cosmo about, they spoke to 6 millennials and a sex therapist to investigate whether 20-somethings are playing harder in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, because it's like the first generation to have access of porn since,
yeah.
you know, before they even knew like what sex was.
Yeah.
But basically, they were like, no, rough sex has been around forever. Like,
yeah.
just because it's a trend in porn, it doesn't mean that that's like, you know, had like that big of a change in like what like people are doing in bed.
Yeah.
But like, women have, you know, we still like rough sex.
Yeah.
And
it's the age-old argument of, like, access versus corruption.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm always on team access because if I can see options online and have, like, access to information and, like, explore that way versus being, like, a housewife a couple centuries ago and only knowing the way that my husband fucks me and just, like, assuming it's right.
Yeah.
You know?
Good point.
I just got sad for that woman.
I know, me too.
And her sweaters looking out across the prairie.
Yeah. Across the prairie.
I don't know.
Do you want to hear some hot, sexy stats?
Yes.
72% more popular with women.
Really?
Yeah, the term rough sex is.
Guess how not surprised I am.
I know.
Actually, that actually tracks.
I know.
You know?
31% more popular with British women.
Yes. I think I saw that too.
Yeah.
I feel like researching various episodes of recording today, like Brits kept popping up as like kinky in specific ways, which was interesting.
Well, I'm into it.
Yeah, I know you are.
Tracks for me. Out of the 90 available categories, rough sex presently ranks at 35. And then like fetish is like at 69 and hardcore is at 33.
Hmm.
In the year 2012, rough sex was the 17th most popular category.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of its peak mm-hmm. for porn in 2012 and 2013. Since then, it's just kind of in like the 30s.
Uh-huh.
Hardcore fetish and rough sex as search terms have all been declining in recent years. And over the same time period, interest in real sex, including like model and amateur videos and cam girls, have been increasing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Should we do our search term showdown for rough sex?
Yes. Give it to me.
Boyfriend trashes parents' room and fucks sexy green-eyed girlfriend.
He was pissed at his parents.
Yeah, I'm trashing your room.
Do they have sex in the room?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just looks like a normal room.
Oh, okay.
They don't really trash it.
Yeah.
They, like, toss a comforter aside, maybe.
What?
I'm
come on.
Sure.
I want a baseball bat in the TV if you're trashing a room. Throw a TV out the window. Come on, let's be rock stars.
Show
here.
Show those parents you mean it.
That's right. You're trash in their room.
Next we have...
Light something on fire.
That's the porn Rachel yeah. wants to see.
Don't say trash and then not follow up.
Autumn Falls is a hot girl in a rough sex.
Wait, what?
Autumn Falls is a hot girl in a rough sex.
In a rough sex.
Yes. They're confused.
Autumn Falls is a girl.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe Autumn Falls is the performer.
Is a performer.
And she's in a rough
and
sex.
And she's in a rough sex.
Rachel.
Oh.
What's wrong with that?
I love
occasionally
getting in a rough sex. Finding myself in a rough sex.
In or outside of or around.
Near a rough sex.
Adjacent to.
Yeah. Gently stepping into a rough sex.
Uh-huh.
A rough sex.
Uh-huh. Spanish bondage car problems in the middle of nowhere in Florida with... End of title.
Wait.
Spanish bondage. Car problems in the middle of nowhere in Florida with a... End of
I
title.
Await with bated breath.
Yeah.
I gotta click on the video to find out.
I clicked on the video. The title does not keep going. There's nothing else to see here.
What is Spanish bondage car problems?
I don't know.
It's a particular type of car problem, and you will only know when you've experienced it.
My guess is
the first rule of Spanish bondage car problems is you don't talk about Spanish bondage car problems.
My guess is the person who shot this video onto the internet was trying to identify a person as Spanish, and you know what? I don't even know if that person's Spanish. You know what I mean?
Either. They're
There's
a Florida
good
man.
There's a chance this person's maybe Latina,
yeah.
and this person don't know what they're talking
no.
about,
uh-uh.
and just said Spanish bondage.
For the clicks.
We got car problems. We're in the middle of nowhere, and of course,
something for everybody.
In Florida. next, we have Nice Aunt. Oh, nice aunt, man. You got a nice aunt.
Is she, though?
Well,
or...
too nice, probably.
Uh-oh.
If the internet has taught us anything about porn and incest...
I think she's a naughty
she's
aunt.
She's a naughty aunt.
She's a naughty.
I'm so sorry for this in advance, but we have to revisit Lacanian psychoanalyst and Freudian psychologist, ideological rough sex. This is what I... called at you. I texted you when you were like at the gym and was like, I need you to come into my room and listen to what I'm watching on Pornhub. And you were busy. I watched it.
You did.
I mean, it's 2 to 3 hours long.
You skipped around.
And but I like watched it with more focus and like intention than in the past.
Yeah.
Half an hour of it is just the crowd coming in.
It's a live stream.
It's just a live stream.
It was a live stream.
That nobody cut the front end off. And it's just Vivaldi's Four Seasons plays as people file into a lecture hall.
Wait, what does rough sex have to
this
do with anything?
This shit isn't even about... I thought it was going to be more about, like...
sex? Anything?
Yeah, it's
human sexuality?
It's a lot about Marxism. And then it's these, like, two academics just having a debate. So I think the rough sex is meant to be...
like a joke?
Either A, it's just, like, Pornhub, and they're just like, I put the words rough sex in there, so they think it was porn.
Yeah.
Or something, but there's no like I was like
it's
maybe
it's rough sex of their intellect.
Yeah, exactly. I think maybe they're trying to say that this is like rough intellectual rigor debate
sex
because it is like guys standing up and be like, well, my question for you, and then people will be like, hot hoy,
like, and then the someone in the audience is like, ooh, rough sex, oh
yeah. Meanwhile, one of the guys has a caricature of a. Speech impediment. Like, he has this thing.
You're lying.
And I was like, come listen to this, Rachel. There is an agonic debate. They're talking about George Soros and fucking Trump as a postmodernist president or some shit.
Oh, God.
And it's 3 hours long.
Okay. And he talks like a cartoon nerd.
Yes. Anyway, I digress.
Okay.
Fat, saggy old bitch, big tits, fucks throat with huge dildo.
That's what I call you behind your back.
Oh, fat, saggy old bitch tits?
Yeah.
I ate her Cheez-Its. Yeah. That was an inside joke that only our other roommate will get. Don't worry about it. Something to do with Cheez-Its.
Oh, fat, saggy old bitch tits. Yeah. No, I haven't seen her today.
Just realized I left a word out. Fat, saggy old bitch big tits.
Oh.
So yeah, fat,
important.
Saggy old bitch big tits?
Yeah.
Love her. Love that girl to death. Last one. Son used hard his shameless mature mother in kitchen. This comes from the account, I want to fuck guys. And I was like, you're confused.
I want to
like,
fuck
what
guys.
Is, who is this account for? It's pure incest. And we have a mother and a son,
yeah.
And then you want to fuck guys.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't even know
so
what
now
sexual
I'm,
orientation
yeah.
we're dealing with here.
Because I'm assuming it's a man uploading this information to
yeah.
the website.
Who knows? This person is lost.
Yeah.
They have lost their way in more ways than one. You know what I did see on the internet that I thought was fascinating, though?
What?
A thing that proposed that Clueless is the reason that incest porn is so big, that stepsister, stepbrother porn specifically is so big.
Interesting.
And I was like, ludicrous. But then I gave pause,
and then
Rachel.
You're like, well, they
because
did kind
MILF
of normalize it.
As a term is all to do with American Pie.
Yeah, yeah.
So why not? I mean, it's not. There's
they
so much more there.
It.
There's a taboo there. There's like a, oh, I can't.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, I read something that it was like Game of Thrones is the reason.
I'm not old enough, quite frankly. Game of Thrones hasn't been around nearly as long as stepbrother or stepsister porn has been on Pornhub.
Well, Game of Thrones is what? Came out in like 2011, 2010?
What was this season?
2010?
Eight? Was this the eighth season? The last one?
Came out in 2011.
Huh. Yeah, I mean,
when did
you're not going to convince me Game of Thrones like came
I
up with it?
I will write you a thesis.
I want to read it. Someone, if anyone, honestly, I would read any thesis about why stepsister, stepbrother porn is so thoroughly entrenched with aggregate porn.
I don't think it's my journey, but I'm going to step up. I'll step up to the plate.
I'm ready. I'm fucking ready.
I certainly don't think I'm smart enough to take that on.
I think you're smart enough.
But I will step up to the plate.
I would never. I think you're well researched. I can't wait.
I'm just good at chewing and spitting out facts.
Yeah.
Speaking of chewing and spitting out, should we take a break?
Yeah.
I want to go chew and spit out some cheese.
Jesus, I knew it. I knew it.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back!
Mmm!
To talk about porn, can you imagine?
Did you know that that's what we were doing here? Because
yeah.
It is.
If not,
you're in for a real treat.
Maybe your friend should turn the radio down and explain what's happening. The radio? I imagine them in a car. We're not on the radio.
On a family trip.
You know what I mean. I imagine someone picking someone up from school.
That happened.
Because someone, yeah, I was thinking about that time that someone was like, I had your porn podcast blasting when I was picking up my kid. Yeah. And I said, that's the right way to do it. That's how you live your life. So this first porn we're going to discuss. Brutal X. Oh, fuck. Cowper's back with coffee.
You want to take a pause really quick?
Yeah. Okay. Let's just come back in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's iced coffee. It was starting to rain, and that was the closest place. So I put lots of milk in it.
It's what coffee?
It's just iced coffee instead of a nice latte.
That's fine. Espresso. That's fine. Thank you.
I was trying to make it back in time for the break. Okay, bye.
No, it's perfect. We just started.
Okay. We're back. I took that from you, didn't I?
It's all right.
You wanted it.
I did.
Go ahead. Take it.
And we're back.
We're back.
To talk about porn. Can you imagine? Did you even know that
that's
what we're...
Did you even know? Okay. I'm so sorry for this game. We'll stop it. We'll never play it again.
You know what? Big saggy bitch tits. Big fat saggy bitch, big tits.
That's my name. The first porn we wish to discuss is from Brutal X.
Yes, it is.
It's called... And I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's called Couple Fighting and Fucking. And guess what? It's fucking none of those things.
It's none of those things. It's from Logan Pierce and Megan Rain are our performers.
Mm-hmm.
A synopsis.
So Logan Pierce, the boy next door of mainstream porn, jogs into the room where Megan Rain is.
That was uncomfortable for me just at the beginning. I was like, why is he running?
Hey. I feel like this video is just like an exercise in uncomfortable improv.
100%.
They're like, here's a scenario. They're step siblings.
Right.
So, harkens back to my question about Clueless and such. Uh-huh. But like, not a couple.
Not a couple.
Because one of the first things that happens is Megan Rain's like, you just got dumped by Samantha.
And she's on a date. And she's going to get fucked
without you.
She's going to get fucked good.
She went with lunch.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Spicy.
Yeah, I was like, wow, romance
really
is in the air.
That would really destroy me to see an ex at lunch with another woman.
It could be a work meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know.
I'd easily write that off.
They're in the daytime.
Yeah, but it took me a minute to be like, what? Are they roommates?
I know. Me too.
Because the whole thing is like... very childish.
Uh-huh.
I think the idea is they're like fighting and then they like start fucking.
Yeah.
So the synopsis is like he jogs in the room.
And he wants
and he's like,
to watch
let me have the TV.
Yeah.
He makes a choice that is poor. I'm so sorry, Logan.
Yeah.
You make the choice that this is the best TV in the house. So you've immediately undermined your objective. Yeah. There's another TV. Go watch it.
Yeah.
And then they fight over the remote.
I was blown away by the brilliance of that. I'm sorry.
You were just shattered by my dramaturgy.
I was like, my God, she's right.
Brilliant.
She's right.
I have chosen the perfect person
I know.
To review porn with. What is she?
There is another TV in the house.
Who uncovers
he said it.
Such details.
God.
I feel very seen, Rachel. He mentions the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. I really wanted it to spiral into, like, him contradicting what sports it would be or something.
It doesn't quite
get there, but I was like, I'm going to wait for him to be, like, just in,
like, no,
it's
the
like
soccer
tennis,
game.
And he's, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's also definitely not a TV.
Oh,
because then
no.
What happens is he starts, quote unquote, watching the game. There's no noise on in the background, and she's standing in front of him and blocking the TV.
Yeah. And then he just rips her shirt off.
Yeah, and then they start, like, fighting over the remote, and then he just, like, rips her shirt off and, like, sort of grabs her tit.
Yeah.
And what's weird about it is, like, he seems, like, tentative about it, even though it's, like, this is porn. But there, he's just like, ha, and, like, kind of grabs her tit. And I'm like, where are we? And why?
There was such a leap that they had to make in their little minds.
These poor actors.
From going, like, to...
Are like, okay, so you're step-siblings and you're fighting and, like, you're gonna rip her shirt open.
And they went from, like, you're dead, I fucking hate you, to, like, you wanna see my dick?
Yeah.
You know? I was like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like,
and
now this is just kind of rapey.
It's very rapey. There's no moment of consent or anything.
No.
Like, from an ethical standpoint,
like, it's not like, I've always wanted to fuck you, or, like, we've always had this thing. Like, it
all
was, like,
it would have
his
taken,
punishment
yes.
is fucking her against her will.
Yes. And the whole time, the bold choice that they make is the whole time, she's like, you've got a tiny, terrible... Like, he pulls out his cock.
Yeah.
To, like, make her suck it.
Yeah.
And she's, like, holding her jaw shut.
Yeah, and she's like, no!
And, like, acting like a cranky little 12-year-old.
Yeah, like a bratty stepsister.
And the whole
stepsister.
Time they fuck, she's like, I'm going to tell dad later.
Yeah,
you're
she's
so
like, you're
dead
fucking
when
dad.
I tell dad.
Like, you're a fucking psycho. You're oh my insane. God. You're, I can't believe this.
I like, can't believe you're dead. Later, I'm going to tell him. And yeah. then you're going to be dead, you jerk.
Yeah.
And it's just all it would have taken to make this video 10 times hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Is for them to just be, like, fighting over the remote.
Yeah.
And then just have, like, a hot, breathy moment of, yeah. like, oh, fuck, where they, like, acknowledge that they're, like, turned
kinda
on
turned
by
on.
It.
Yeah.
And then have, and then just, like.
Have consensual sex.
You know, like, yeah. borrow from Cheers and be like, are you as turned on as I am?
Yes.
And then fuck.
Yes.
And then it doesn't have to be this, like, weird, whiny, like, oh, yeah, you.
Yeah, like, no, you're fucking gonna, gross. You're fucking, like, if you, ma- like, I'm gonna kill you. If you make me come, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
You're fucking dead.
There's a kind of, like, humiliation porn or, yeah. like, a kind of, like, you know, there could be, like, insult play here.
Right.
But it's so juvenile.
It's so base. Yes. Yeah, it's not.
It's so base.
It's so base. It's not, like, pointed on anything. Like.
Yes.
Be articulate about, like, what pisses you off about it. You know what I mean? Like,
yes. Well, that's where they're, like, out to sea. It just, like, feels like that bad energetic improv
right.
where, like,
or, like,
you've got your scenario.
I don't know what to say.
But you're, like, not really, like, listen,
you're
jerk.
Just dead. I just,
and then
you're
like,
so
spits
annoying.
In her face. She immediately spits back.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, hot spit play.
No.
It's just childish.
It would have been so much hotter if exactly what you said.
Yeah. I got you a little turned on when I said it. I could tell.
I did. I was like, oh. God.
You could feel that hot moment yeah. of tension.
Are you as turned on as I am?
Always.
Oh, at one point then he steps on her head.
Yeah.
That was weird.
He just, yes.
And she's like, get your fucking foot off me. Are you insane?
Yeah, they really tried to carry
you fucking
forth
weirdo.
This, like, sibling dynamic.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is for children, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think it, I don't know if they were trying to go further with, like, the stepchild, step-sibling dynamic.
Yeah.
And to be, like, this whiny shit that, like, kids do when they fight is really, like, latent sexuality or, like,
yeah.
some kind of, like, oppressed, like,
I don't
sex
know.
Drive. But I'm, like, I'm giving it too much credit.
I
it's
think
not
you are.
Trying that hard to do that. It's just, like, whiny shit.
They just were like, you know what's popular?
It's the kids
step
in the
stuff.
Improv class yeah. making the worst choices.
Right.
And you're like, don't. Be
because
whiny.
I can't imagine that that's the aspect of step siblings that's hot to
no,
anybody.
No, it's like the taboo.
It's a taboo. It's like
and
that
it's
you
the,
can't
like,
do
being
it.
Being close to someone you want to fuck
right.
and being around them all the time and
that,
then
like,
being like in
at
their
one
little
point,
PJs or whatever.
You could have fucked them and it would have been fine, but like
yeah.
now all of a sudden you can't.
Yeah.
And they're the same
and
age as you.
And not being able to makes it hotter.
Right. It's not because like they're
and
annoying.
There's none of that at play here. It's just
yeah.
whiny
right.
shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, and then he comes and she's like, no, gross, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you guys doing this?
Yeah.
Why are you allowing this to be made and be seen by people and therefore like subconsciously telling people that it's okay to do this kind of behavior? Like,
yeah.
this is not the kind of thing that we should be allowing anyone to see or witness as being like okay behavior.
Yeah, I mean, they lost me when there was like a total lack of
consent. From the beginning, right.
Yeah, and you can make a domination porn where you, like, jizz in a girl's face.
Yeah.
And it's a specific kind of thing, but this is not that.
Right.
Like, there's no framework here.
Yeah.
That's helping me feel good about it.
Right.
Like,
this
she
is...
just got jizzed on, and I was like, ugh.
I know.
God.
This is how you're teaching
I will say,
kids
I was like, yeah, that's
be...
how I would feel if
yeah.
somebody fucking jizzed on my face like that.
Yeah.
Without me wanting it. Like... Ugh.
You would be dead.
Just made me feel tired.
Murdering
your
ass.
You're dead. Ugh.
You're getting killed.
Take your power, Megan.
I know. Also, those leggings.
That they apparently just, like, cut at some point.
Yeah.
There has to have been a shot that we didn't see.
Yeah, they,
like,
added, they cut,
we
yeah.
come back and they're just
it's
fucking...
just ripped open and
their
leggings
are ripped
out.
Open and they
yeah.
look like they've been, like, crudely cut.
Yeah.
And they probably in the edit were like, well, this is a little wonky. We'll just cut
yeah.
to him fucking
yeah.
her.
Because he ripped open her shirt.
Yeah.
And then to rip, which is, like, hot. Like, I definitely, like, would, like, have been in a scenario where, like, someone's ripped my panties off. And I was like, ah! Like, loved
yeah,
it.
I
but
requested
like,
that, and it was fucking hot.
Yeah. But,
yes.
like, those, like, weird, like, rainbow heart leggings and, like,
yeah.
her, like.
Just brightly just colored and, again, childish and weird.
And, like, to just rip it off of her and her to be like, what the fuck are you doing?
doing?
Yeah.
It's like... The other thing, dare I say, this video isn't really rough sex.
I know.
Like, for
it's really
brutal
not.
Ex, it
it's
is
really
childish.
Not.
There is nothing... Like, the sex is actually quite tame.
It's pretty vanilla.
The only stuff that happens that you're like, well, this kind of is included in the, like, vernacular of rough sex is, like, he spits on her. But,
that's
like,
it.
She spits
and
it back.
He ripped her shirt off.
And he ripped her shirt off. But
leggings.
That's not even, like... rough.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, like, there's no, like, fun, like, hair pulling or even much, like, ass slapping
Nothing.
Or anything that I'm like, this is fucking rough. It's just, like, her sitting on a couch indifferent.
And being like, I'm
going
to fucking kill you.
And pumping into her.
Yeah.
Very, like, normal porn style, but not in,
boring.
Like, a way that's, like, specifically rough.
Color me bored.
Or, like, tense. And I was like, so many missed opportunities.
I know.
From brutal ex. Like, it's not even brutal.
Yeah. That's
it's not
the name.
Even brutal in a way that's
that's
like
your fucking
hot
name. Live up to
it's
it.
It's just childish.
Agreed. Moving on.
Moving on. Let's just move right on.
Let's move right the fuck on to Stronger from Deeper.com.
This is from Deeper.com.
I felt so lucky to have come across this video.
I felt so lucky that you came across this video because I was like, I had a moment, we were looking for porns for this, and I was like, I'm going to be picky.
Yeah.
Because rough sex is one of my search terms.
Yeah.
And I fucking love rough sex in real life.
Yeah.
And I fucking, it's probably like my main favorite thing to watch.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's got to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we have, what have we done?
And honey.
What is this for?
I know.
If not to serve our hottest interests, what is it for?
The greater good.
And let me tell you, this video succeeds.
Yeah, it
I
is.
I tricked you. You thought I was going to say sucks.
I know, you did. I was
succeeds.
Like, where's she going with that?
Stars Demi Sutra and Manuel Ferreira.
Yeah.
Directed by Caden Cross.
Oof, my God.
Runsdeeper.com.
It starts and immediately, honey, we've got production value.
We've got production value. We are in it.
We've got some intelligent dialogue.
Uh-huh.
Just brief. It's very highbrow,
yes,
I would say.
But it's not detached.
Yeah.
We've talked before about, like, I don't need a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it can take me out of it because, like, maybe the performer isn't so much of an actor.
I mean,
and
it's
like
just
a little
small,
wonky.
Quick little.
But it's, what I didn't write down the verbatim quote of what she says.
She's like, it doesn't. The marks, like, don't stick.
Yeah, it's about. She's like, I need it stronger. Like, I need something for when we're apart.
Yeah, I need something for the time in between.
Yes, thank you. I need something for the time in between.
Yeah,
which just was like a hot and, like, fascinating, like, proposition.
Because I gotta say, I mean, I am, like, have sensitive skin, but, like, I love getting, like, a hand. I love getting, like, a bruise and getting, like, some, like, handprints on my ass and, like, bite marks.
I won't
and
get,
being,
like, a hand bruise on my ass. Like,
oh,
I don't
love
bruise
it.
That easily.
Oh, I do.
But I'll, like,
I get bruises on my boobs.
Yeah,
like,
that will happen, and I
fucking
love.
Yeah.
I love having my tits, like,
me too,
sucked and bitten and stuff.
Yeah.
Also, sick editing from go.
Oh, my God,
like,
yeah.
It starts with this, and then we, like, have these, like, shots that cut through.
Yeah.
He, like, takes her by the throat.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear her, like, gasp.
Yeah.
And then, like, presumably he's, like, cutting off her air and then releases her. But, like, the way they do it is so
quick.
Hot because they slow it down.
Yeah.
So that the moment of, like, that threat, shall we say, is, like, sustained but then released, which I thought was so smart because it's helping us to, like, live in the danger of it.
Uh-huh. We immediately know what that feels like.
Yes.
As a viewer.
Yes. And there's a lot of really clear moments of, like, is this what you want?
Yeah,
what you
I
want
need you to
do?
Say. I need you to say it.
I want
it.
You to fucking say,
like,
it.
Say it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is just hot.
Yeah.
And it's, like, easy to incorporate into your sexual play.
Right.
Like, is this what you fucking want?
Also, like,
you can
it's
be, like,
clear. Like, the consent is clear.
Exactly.
As a viewer, I feel good about it because I know she feels good about it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah,
she
and I
wants
feel like
it. She's begging for
I've
it.
I've had a lot
you know?
Of conversations with, like, partners and friends and dudes who like to be told, like, this is what I fucking want.
Yeah.
Because that's empowering, especially, like, in rough play because I'm sure it can be scary as the dominator.
Right.
To be like, is this person okay?
Yeah, there's nothing more disappointing when you're like, slap my ass, and they're like, I don't want to hurt you. And I'm like, get, then leave. Get, there's the door.
Yeah. Like, I want it. You
yeah.
know, like, when, but like, when it, when you can make that dialogue sexy.
Yeah.
You know, when you can make it hot to be like, I want your fucking hands on my ass.
Yeah.
I want you fucking tearing into
me. Yeah.
Yeah. So
We've got
brief
some like
summary. Yeah. We kind of jumped right yeah. into it, but basically, like, she's like, I need some, like, she just, mm-hmm. we have this like brief dialogue and sort of like,
yeah,
sexy
there's like a couple minutes
montage.
Of like some artfully, yeah, of a, like a montage of yeah. like what
and
she
there's
wants.
And there's a sort of strange moment. This is the only part where I was like, why that? Where he says, like, I could just keep you here, and he like sprays a yeah. circle around her.
Yeah, I didn't need that.
And she but... says, I need something stronger. I'm like, yeah, because what is that? Yeah. She's not like a witch who can't leave the salt circle.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know what in the what context of who these people are, what it was supposed to be. If yeah. anything, it was just like an arty choice.
Yeah, of like sure. domination. Yeah.
We get past that pretty quickly. Yeah. Otherwise, I would have minded
And then we
it
just
more.
Go to the bed where
we
they're
go to
already
a gorgeous,
naked.
Like, hotel room or
yeah.
something.
It's like, I just like to say, just think of the editing, everything, like the color correction of it. I was like, it's stunning. It looks.
It's lit gorgeously.
It's lit gorgeously.
We had a moment in this that I wrote down.
The lens flare?
The back during the blowjob.
Yes,
she goes. Yeah, she goes back to like suck his. They so they've like fucked and yeah. like it's hot and like they've done all kinds of positions at the point and then she yeah. goes back to suck his dick and her she's backlit like her head is yeah. backlit so uh-huh. there's like sun that like comes in through the window
lens flare right now.
I was like, come on.
I was like, I'm jerking off just to this.
Like this gorgeous is... lighting on a fucking blowjob.
I
this
know.
This is dope.
Oh my God! There's so many things
yeah,
in this video
do,
that
like,
I love.
Crazy
loved.
Positions. They get on the floor at one point.
Oh, they're
just, like,
he's flipping her around. He grabs her by the leg and yeah. flips her over. There's just so much. It what the, to me, I was like, this is really hot, rough sex throughout
yeah.
the whole thing.
Yes, he's, and consistently
sits,
throughout.
Yeah.
It's like, I fucking want it harder.
Yeah,
like, give it to me stronger.
On his
is this
face.
What you want? Yeah,
and she's and I love that he's like, give me your pussy. Like, give me. I need to get yeah. your pussy. You know what I mean? Like, it was like,
yeah.
They both were so hungry for the other person.
Yes.
It was just done very well. I loved it.
Yes.
I loved there was a moment where she's on her stomach and he's like eating her out from behind and he's like scratching down her back.
Yeah.
She's like arching her back. Oh my God, it was so sexy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like, there's a lot of choking. There's a lot of like, lot of spanking. There's, I love when someone gets over someone's knee and gets fucking spanked.
Yeah.
That is the hottest thing to me.
Mm.
I also just love how I love how hard he like rubs her clit.
Yes.
There's like a
gotta
really great,
be brave.
Oh my God.
You gotta know what you're doing, but you also gotta be brave.
Oh,
and
God.
He knows what to fucking do with her clit, and it's apparent.
It's I just love and oh man, there's so many things about this. That...
He also like goes down on her in this like awesome, ferocious way.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, like just mm-hmm. I think the theme y'all are hearing is yeah. the enthusiasm.
Yes.
With which and the like lack of hesitance and the like urgency and the passion. Like
yeah.
that is what rough sex is about. It's about like needing to fuck someone.
Yes.
I'm so turned on to this. I will say I sent this video to someone.
Did
and
you?
It was incorporated
oh,
and quite
God.
Hot.
I love it when I loved all of the times that he was like anytime someone like fucks you from behind and like holds your arms
mm-hmm.
as like kind of like reins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that to like slam
I
harder.
Love that. Yeah.
Oh, it's so sexy. And then
yeah.
and then there's a lot of like hands above the head and
mm-hmm.
like restraining. That's oh God.
There's
I
also
love...
like fucking, I think while she was on top,
yeah.
he had his like mouth on her tits, which
yes.
is like difficult to achieve depending on like proportions
yeah.
of people, but it's super hot when you can. Ugh, it just was fucking hot. It was all
yeah.
over the place and sexy.
It was so sexy.
Yeah.
It was, they devoured each other.
Yeah. The only thing I didn't love, I just didn't need the cum shot.
Oh.
Yeah, he comes in her face and it
yeah.
clearly gets in her eyes.
Oh, yeah, she like squeezes her
she's
eyes.
Like blinking and then
where
has to like delicately like
yeah.
dab it out.
Yeah, where
you
would
know,
you?
She was a trooper, but
yeah.
I don't like jizz in my face.
Where do you think he should have came?
I like to be come inside of,
yeah.
quite frankly.
Yeah, me too.
I really like feeling your orgasm
yeah.
with my cunt around
yeah.
your back.
Yeah.
If that's the kind of sex you're having.
Yeah.
I would also have...
Oh, she also comes, like,
she
straight
comes
away.
Like
yeah.
Yeah, she comes trained. Because he,
yeah.
he goes down on her with such
yeah.
ferocity
yes.
and commitment.
He's in there.
Yes. And teasing her fucking
yeah.
clit. Yeah, I think she comes a couple times.
Yeah,
it.
She
it's,
does.
It's awesome. Yeah, I don't, I mean, I also would have taken, like, cum on her body. I just get touchy about the cum shot in the, like, on
yeah,
the face
on
the and
face.
The eye. It's just a very classic mainstream she, porn thing.
Yeah, I think
I don't
so
like
too.
It in my life. Like,
me
I don't
either.
Want cum on my face or in my hair.
Yeah.
Unless someone really wants that and it's about me being, like, generous to a partner. But, like,
yeah.
I just was aware of her, like, blinking and it
yeah.
just made it
right.
not fun.
Yeah.
I would have taken it in, like, a blowjob if she, like, finished him off with her mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have preferred, I think, him coming inside of her or, like, on her, like...
On her tits or her ass or something, you know? Yeah, like, on her stomach. She had sick abs.
Oh, my God. Her body was insane.
Yeah.
Both, I mean, they're both incredible performers. Super fucking hot.
Yeah. I also wanted to know, isn't it fucking weird that we circumcise penises?
Oh, yeah. He's uncircumcised.
He's uncircumcised. And I just had that thought that I was like, isn't it so strange that it's, like, a societally...
Yeah.
Majority thing,
yeah,
at least in American culture, to be
his dick is circumcised. Massive.
Yeah, he's got a massive dick,
and it looks like circumcised, hard as steel.
Yeah,
I was like, you could Jesus Christ,
send a nail into a wall with that. Yeah, thing. I mean, I wouldn't ask him to do that. Yeah, that sounds painful, but you probably could.
Oh wow.
Ugh.
Needless to say, great I already porn. Jerked off to this.
I sure did. I sure did.
I absolutely
jilled
off. And
I sent it to a partner, and though it wasn't
inspired,
explicitly discussed, there was some inspiration there, clearly.
So happy.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Fucking hot.
So yeah, this is 1,000% in my spank bank.
Yeah.
Brutal X, no. Obviously not.
Yeah. Brutal X, I want to see, like, other stuff that these performers do.
Yeah.
Because... they both seem to have, like, facility as, right. You know, like, they're both, like, hot people. It just was a shitty context for a porn.
Yeah, 100%.
And poorly executed. But I was like, I want to see these people fuck and enjoy it. How about? How about we see have sex that they seem to be having fun?
Or consenting to.
Or consenting to begin with.
Yeah.
But yes, Stronger from Deeper.com.
Yeah.
I've also recommended Deeper.com to a couple guy friends.
Yes.
Because I think of the various platforms we recommend, it is a pretty, like, mainstream adjacent.
It is,
in that it's, like, hot people and a lot of rough sex, and it's directed
production
by a mainstream
million.
Porn star.
Yeah.
So I've recommended Deeper to a couple dudes who have thanked me many times over.
Yeah, yeah.
Highly recommend.
Oh, also the bite mark on her wrist.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she, like, looks at it
at the end.
Puts it back in his mouth. Well, in the beginning, she puts it back in his mouth to be, like, harder. And then she looks at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, and then at the end, she's like, this is going to stay.
Ugh. Yeah, so Stronger stuff in my spank bank.
My nipples are hard now.
Come to think of it, so are mine.
We hope, listeners,
yours are too. Thanks for listening. This has been Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn. That's Girls on Porn without the O. You can find us on Twitter at GOP the Podcast.
Just a reminder to rate, review, subscribe, tell all your friends. DM us, tell us your favorite search term or your porn star name. We love hearing from you guys. It means a lot. And thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's, like, actually good for everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.